This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of FindMassMoney.com. After 19 seasons, Ellen DeGeneres signed off from the stage of The Ellen DeGeneres Show for the last time. The final episode kicked off with the opening from her very first show in September of 2003, going through all of the openings from all of the 19 seasons. And here is what she said at the end.
To all of you who have watched this show and supported me, thank you so much for this platform. And I hope that what I've been able to do in the last 19 years has made you happy, and that I was able to take a little bit of pain away from a bad day or anything you're going through. And I hope I've been able to inspire you to make other people happy and to do good in the world.
She said, 25 years ago, they canceled my sitcom because they said they didn't want a lesbian to be a prime time once a week. And I said, okay. How about daytime? Every day. How about that?
Love that.
The guests in her final episode were Jennifer Aniston, who was her first guest in 2003, Billie Eilish, and Pink, who gifted Ellen with a sourdough starter, very important, birdwatching binoculars, knitting needles, and jumbo yarn for her newfound free time.
Love that.
How long do you think it'll be before we see Ellen hosting another show, maybe on a streaming platform?
Oprah was on with her this week as well and said the most important thing you can do is take some time off.
Right.
Yeah. You really need to put everything down.
Sure.
And walk away for a solid year.
Yep.
And I think that's what Ellen said she was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It bums me out that I hate to obviously her career was so important for the LGBTQ plus community, mm-hmm. but it just sucks that it's so tainted.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It is. But I guess we'll just take the good parts for now and move along with our day.
I'm going to say a year, Kennedy. I say within a year we will hear an announcement of her and a new, whatever.
I don't know how much people want to see
her. What talk shows are on streaming platforms, though?
I mean, you have a David Letterman. It's like that type of show, I think, is what you're going to see. Yeah. Somebody will back the truck up. She brings viewers.
She can go on the Oprah Network. Justin Timberlake is the latest artist to sell their catalog. He sold his catalog to Hipgnosis Song Management in a deal that, according to the Wall Street Journal, is worth just above $100 million. It does not include future works. Excuse me. The deal gives Hipgnosis 100% of all of Justin copyright ownership and financial interests, and the writers and publisher share of the public performance income and catalog of musical compositions. So what does this mean? You're going to see a lot of Justin Timberlake songs and commercials coming up soon.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm excited to be partnering with Merck and Hipgnosis. He values an artist and their creative work and has always been a strong supporter of storytellers and story and songwriters. I look forward to entering this next chapter.
It is interesting because most of the artists that we've seen that have done this deal recently are all at the end of their career.
Right.
You know, they're taking the money and going to ride off into the sunset. But Justin is still really in the prime earning years.
He's pretty prolific, though. Yeah. Well, this doesn't have anything to do with what comes after.
Yeah.
Everything after is still his.
But what I'm saying is he's still he still matters in the music industry. He could still make money off this stuff and then sell
it
at a later date.
Or he could make one bad album and everybody's like, yeah, we don't care about that.
Yeah, that's not happening. Come on. It's Justin Timberlake. Stop. Listen to these jams, Kennedy.
I got my suit and tie. I won't leave it all on the floor tonight. Here's Jay-Z's verse.
Yeah, so good.
And last night in The Tonight Show, Machine Gun Kelly told a story about how this one time he invited Pete Davidson with him to a friend's house for Easter, and that friend was Pete Davidson, and the friend's house was Sandra Bullock.
You know, there was this one Easter where I was like, hey, Pete, you got to come, let's go to my friend's house for Easter. He, pulled up, and he had 40s, and he was like, let's do this thing. And we went, and it was Sandra Bullock's house. And, we walked in, and it's like, Jen Aniston, and, all of these, and Pete was like, why would you do this to me? We look so stupid. We have 40 houses, and we're at Sandra Bullock. Why didn't you tell me this is where we're going?
That is the best story I've ever heard.
She's got little bunnies around. The kids are running about.
And he's got 40s.
Hey, man. Pete's trying to do Edward 40 hands.
That's so cool.
I love that so much.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, things have wrapped in the Johnny Depp defamation trial against Amber Heard. Her took the stand one last time yesterday And along the way, said that she's not a saint and wasn't trying to portray herself as one, but she's tried to be a voice for those in similar situations. She outlined how the legal proceeding against her ex-husband had affected her both personally and professionally, saying this.
But I now, as I stand here today, can't have a career. I can't even have people associate with me because of the threats and the attacks that they have to endure.
Objection non-responsive.
And I can't do my charity work.
Sustain the objection.
I felt like she got eviscerated in the cross-examination yesterday.
Yeah, she said, people mock my testimony. It's been agonizing, painful, the most humiliating thing I've ever been through. She said, but she went on to say, I'm not sitting in this courtroom snickering, seemingly in response to Johnny Depp's snickering
she does
throughout
all the
this
time.
Entire thing.
Yeah.
He does. This horrible thing, this is painful and is humiliating for any human being. They talked a lot about bruises and pictures of bruises and bruises that were there and then were not there.
Yeah, that was wild. So they showed the picture of her allegedly filing the documents, right?
It wasn't allegedly. They showed her filing the...
Or right after filing the documents. And then they show a picture the next day. Mm-hmm. And there is no... It's like two different people almost.
Right.
And that was... It was wild. And then did you see what they did with the wine photograph on the floor about mm-hmm. the disaster of it all and yeah. then how they submitted the same picture for two different incidences. Mm-hmm. They just tore her apart yesterday.
Legal teams will give their closing arguments today. Afterwards, judge will let the jury deliberate as long as they want to within reason. And if they can't reach a verdict, then deliberations would resume on Tuesday. I have a feeling if I'm a juror, I want to go.
Yeah.
So I think
I want
that,
this to be over.
I think that probably won't start mm-hmm. in earnest until Tuesday. We will be speaking with Emily D. Baker on Tuesday morning.
Oh, so awesome.
She can bring us all up to speed.
Do
on
you think
that.
It was a good idea for her to continually look at the jury every time she answered a question?
I don't think she knew what else to do at that point. I think she was telling, I think.
It was like she was trying to intimidate them. Is what it felt like to me.
She was trying to tell a story of what happened. Right. And she didn't feel like the questions... She wanted to expound upon the questions, mm-hmm. which you're not allowed to do.
Right.
But I think any of us went backed against a wall and felt like our story hasn't been told yet. We're going to keep talking until we get it.
Well, no, I'm not talking about that part, but I'm just saying, like, you know, the attorney would ask you a question, and I'm talking about all the witnesses. When they would ask somebody a question, you look at the attorney and answer the question. And the attorney would ask her a question, and she would turn, and it was like she was trying to...
I would look at the jury if I was on trial.
Really?
100% I would. Those are the people who are going to decide whether they believe in me or not.
Yeah,
they're only look at the side of my face
It
the whole
felt
time?
Like an intimidating factor to me. Or she was trying to intimidate them. You know, she would turn, she would sit up. And she would kind of lean into it and go, well, what would you do?
Well,
it was just very, you know, it's again, that's just how I felt when I watched it.
And some sad news from Hollywood. Ray Liotta, one of the original Goodfellas, has died. 67-year-old died in his sleep in the Dominican Republic. If I gotta go.
Honestly.
Oh, wow.
He is best known for his star turn in the Martin Scorsese crime classic opposite Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci, but has done so many other movies. Here's just a small.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
You're a big cop. Really funny. Really funny.
If you build it, he will come.
You let your own daughter seduce me? Do you have any idea how much therapy you people need?
I know what you're up to. I don't like it. It's not what I would have chosen for you. But it's your life.
You can't just walk in here.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
What's that?
Because it's my house.
You assume that I have a warrant, and I'll assume that your mother has papers, okay?
We paid off cops. We paid off lawyers. We paid off judges. Everybody had their hands out. Everything was for the taking. And now it's all over.
How old did you say, really?
67.
Wow.
Yeah, Martin Scorsese said he was so uniquely gifted, so adventurous, so courageous as an actor. Playing Henry Hill in Goodfellas was a tall order because the character had so many facets, so many complicated layers, and Ray was in almost every scene of a long, tough shoot. He amazed me, and I'll always be proud of the work we did together on that.
Was he sick? Was this
This is very sudden. He was in the Dominican Republic filming a movie. Yeah,
and dangerous.
He was there with his new fiance.
Yeah. They just found he
just
died in his sleep.
It happens, man.
Wow, that's sad. What a great actor.
Yep.
What a great actor.
And good news, the Boston Pops Fireworks Spectacular, a July 4th holiday tradition in the city, is finally returning to its full glory after a three-year coronavirus hiatus. The Boston Symphony Orchestra said on Thursday. It will feature not only the Boston Pops under the direction of our good friend Keith Lockhart for the 27th year, but the Tanglewood Festival Chorus, the Middlesex County Volunteers Fife and Drums, and a special guest performer that will be announced at a later date.
Let's
so
go.
Really excited to see who it's going to be.
So does that mean full like spectator?
Everything. All back to normal. This year's free show will also include a tribute to David Mugar, whose support of the event starting in 74 transformed it from a small local event into what we have today. He died in January. So, very excited.
Welcome
as soon
back.
As we find out, you know, who's going to be performing, we'll let you know.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.